Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. You're listening to Financial Survival, and welcome to the first day of summer. Doesn't feel like it here in the hills of West Virginia. It's cool here today, a lot colder than normal, but nonetheless, it's first day of summer. I'm glad you're with us, and I do mean that. It's Wednesday, 21 June, 2023. And as always, we start off with the metals and the markets, but I want to bring Wendy up first, let her say a few words. When you come in, join a second. Why step away and get my paperwork on the markets, okay? You just take right over a second, all right?
Okay.
Wendy Wilson, welcome. Right back with you.
Okay, Pastor Butch. Good to be back. Giving people an update on my eye. Working with a specialist who thinks it's allergy related to certain foods, and so we're narrowing it down with blood work tests and things. So responding pretty well to the restricted diet I'm on now. And I have said this over and over before on my show and other shows that a lot of times we're allergic to our diets and we just don't know it.
I don't want to cut you off, but I'm back. I got the paperwork. I'll get through this. I'm going to turn you loose. And you show what's on your heart, because we always look forward to your information, Wendy. You're just absolutely good at what you do, and you enjoy doing it. That's a big plus. It really is. So we're going to start with the metals. And metals today, folks, were all down. I mean, that's a good time to buy while they're down. Gold was down $2.11 in 1934-96. Silver down 45 cents, $22.69. Platinum was down $19.30 to $9.68. Palladium was down $37.10 to $13.79.10. So they were all down. The markets, all over the world, all but one, were down. The Dow was down 70 to 33.983. Nasdaq was down 138 to 13.528. S&P was down 17 to 43.71. FTSE was down 10 to 7.559. DAX was down 88 to 16023. Hang Seng was down 388 to 19218. Nikkei was up 186 to 33575. So the Nikkei had an up day, rest of them didn't. USDX was down 0.46 to 10207. 10-year yield was down 0.002 to 3.725%. Oil was up 135 to 7254. So there you go. Just to kind of a mixed bag all the way around. With the markets all down but one. Gold, I mean, the metals were down. It's kind of odd to see them all be down at the same time, the markets and gold and precious metals. But the award today. Now I'm going to do our Wednesday guest even more properly. She's such a sweetheart. Wendy Wilson is with us today with the POC Therapies, as always. And she's always on top of the game when it comes to health issues. And folks, she offers some of the best products you're going to find anywhere at any price. So, Wendy Wilson, come back in, join us again. It's all yours. You have fun.
Oh, well, I thought we'd talk about the robots one more time. The question is it really a robot or is it an organism? You know, some research, this is research out of Tufts and Harvard University, they're reporting that scientific engineers have been successful in making what I call micro robots that can, you know, replicate, they can deliver drugs in your system and all kinds of things. But science has created what they are calling now the first living robot. And yes, it does have artificial intelligence. So life-size robots will be coming outfitted with kind of the same technology. So they are calling these Xenobots because they're named after the African clawed frog. So in April 2023, Science Focus reported that the microbots now have artificial intelligence, which means these ever-learning microscopic robots can outthink humans and also replicate. Here's a quote from the report. They said, scientists are using living materials to make machines that some would regard as alive, and now they've started to replicate. Now, your media science fiction of the past has often portrayed plastic synthetic robots that would fulfill commands like a servant. But the future will answer the question, who will be serving who? So think about this, a living machine with parts from, let's say, Radio Shack, that is smarter than all the people of the planet combined. Now, such a creation, it will not be a servant for long. And before you sign up for the latest model so it can do all your chores, you might want to consider the wisdom of Scripture in Revelation 13, where the beast was given a mouth to speak to deceive many, and they worshiped the beast. So there could be the option that this robot could be an artificial intelligence robot, and that's the beast people worship. Don't know for sure.
Wendy, how does it replicate?
They just do. I'm going to tell you why in a minute. Because it's alive, Pastor Butch. What science has done is they discarded the materials that would make robots look like stormtroopers, okay? And they're using soft tissues and living cells to create the body. Over the last 4 years, the University of Vermont at the Joss Bongard Lab have been creating a robot that will be hard to distinguish from a human. And they are using frog cells as the living tissue, and therefore the living robots in reality are amphibians. So why is science doing this? Well, here's the answer. They said this at the University of Vermont. If you make a robot out of metal and plastic, the pieces themselves have no intelligence. They want this thing to be a living, breathing replica of man without a soul inside, just artificial intelligence, Pastor Butch.
And how close are they to having this done?
They're still working on troubleshooting things, but they're working on the microbots now, the ones they inject into you. You know, they're working on those. Okay, so University of Vermont also says we're approaching robotics in a completely different way. We're building from components that are themselves fantastically intelligent machines. So science wants to build or create a new species that has living tissue, and it will be classified as a living entity. And it will have real muscles, Pastor Butch, to allow robots to move like humans do. And now, if you're really not creeped out yet, they are also applying a special feature to their creation and have designed the feet to be like geckos. You know those little amphibian geckos?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So geckos, they can crawl on anything. So when they attach, you know, this component of gecko feet, the robots can climb vertically. They can even climb on glass. So I guess they kind of threw a little Spider-Man in the mix, if you will. So this is kind of like taking a Marvel comic superhero. That's what they're trying to bring to life, if you will. And you want to notice that the scientists are, you know, taking attributes from nature and applying them to their creature. So this is a quote from Victoria Webster Wood. She's a biologic robot expert at Carnegie Mellon University. She says, this type of approach enables us to directly harness living materials from frog embryos with natural adaptability and no genetic tweaks are required, end of quote. So using their living frog cells allows for the creation to move on its own, replicate or birth other entities, and also create more predictable behavior. So what they've learned about the little microbots is they like to herd. They're herding, and they cooperate in little collectives. So they communicate amongst each other. So with all this creating going on, science admits they really don't know how the frog cells know how to behave the way that they do. But however, it is clear that medical science wants to use these microbots as a kind of sanitation crew to clear away dead tissue inside the human body. And I suspect that science really has no idea what frog cells mixed with AI is going to do either. Here's how the scientists created their robot. Here's a Falk Tuber. He's a PhD biotechnology expert at University of Friedenberg, Germany. He says, to make a xenobot, you start with an artificial petri dish on a computer with artificial intelligence that evolves the frog cells based on their shape and then have them perform tasks. It is the AI that is the real masterpiece in this design. So without AI, it says it would take weeks or months to test cell configurations. So artificial intelligence is kind of the driving force of this technology. And without it, they probably wouldn't move as fast as they are. And also, Douglas Blackston, he's a PhD at Tufts University at Wyss Institute. He said, this is a profound research. These cells have a genome of a frog, but we freed them from becoming tadpoles. And they use their collective intelligence and plasticity to do something extraordinary and astounding, he says. Sam Kriegman, he's PhD at Tufts, also says, these are frog cells replicating in a way that is very different from how frogs do it, and we are stunned. No animal or plant known to science replicates in this way, end of quote. So this type of research is also kind of scheduled to be used in designing personal organs for transplantation in the future, and the possibility that science wants to use this technology to rebuild our ecosystems. And this has, you know, the likelihood of being used in regenerative medicine as a way of gene editing, if you will. And so all this research did get published in the November 2021 proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. So they're making new creations, Pastor Butch, and this is what we're witnessing. Science is recreating existing creatures, creating new ones, and science is experimenting with everyone's future when they do this, especially with artificial intelligence. So among the triumphs, you're going to see disasters. So artificial intelligence is gaining intelligence by the hour, and they're going to become more powerful than any atomic bomb.
Oh, absolutely. You said it right a little bit ago. Who will soon be the masters here?
Yeah. So, you know, I reported a while back, and I talked to you about the globsters, where, you know, there was this moral, ethical discussion in science, and the United States didn't want hybrids being experimented on in labs. So what scientists did is they got ships that are outfitted with labs, and they went offshore into international waters, and they did their experiments there. And then every once in a while, people saw these really weird creatures wash up on the beach dead because, you know, if they died on the ship, they just tossed them overboard, you know. I'll never forget one video of a guy in Japan. He was walking on the beach with family, and they were videotaping, and they had there was this huge starfish. It was like the size of a dinner plate. Okay. And he picked it up, and the guy was videotaping him because the thing was as big as his head, you know? Mm-hmm. And when he turned it around, it was a man's face on the other side of the starfish.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, mankind is certainly good at perverting things.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that, and it's just going to get more bizarre. And, you know, as in the days of Noah, I guess they were doing this kind of stuff then, too.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, the fallen angels, the Nephilim, were doing this, and we know that DNA was polluted so bad that's why God had destroyed the earth the first time.
Right.
Noah was the last his family were the last pure DNA left on this earth. But they did that, you know, when the Nephilim, the fallen angels, and I'm sure that people laugh at this, and that's okay if they'll laugh, that's fine. But a lot of things we think as myth are actually real creatures that God had to destroy. And that's just the way it is. I mean, man is always, especially with the fallen knowledge and wisdom of the fallen angels, what can they do that we never thought of? It's really kind
of
scary.
So I think it's just going to get more bizarre as we go along. And, we just got to keep praying for the Lord to return, see, because, you know, it's going to get to a point where, you know, we're not going to be able to function in that kind of society because it's just going to be so foreign to us. Anybody's interested in learning, you know, how to, you know, look up, and God's encouraging us to take care of ourselves with his medicinal herbs. And you know, that word is as good as gold because God can't lie. And we are at the last day of our Father's Day sale. So we're having a sale of 25% off, but it ends tonight at midnight. So people, if they're interested, can jump on the website and use the coupon code DAD23, or they can call and use that coupon and save 25% on an order of $55 or more. Get a free catalog, sign up for the newsletters that are online. Get empowered. That's what I tell people. Just, you know, it's time to get empowered.
Well, you've been doing this for how long? How long have you been in the healthcare business?
Prior to being an herbalist, I worked in healthcare. I worked in intensive care, respiratory intensive care, and then neurology for a while. And then I had an issue with my last son. My youngest son had a reaction to his 12-month vaccines, which at the time I didn't know anything about vaccines, and he got encephalitis, and healthcare kind of let me down. So I turned to someone I knew in California, because I'm from California. He was a naturopath, and he put me in touch with a master herbalist, and the master herbalist within 24 hours reversed the encephalitis. And I thought, well, that's got to be the best kept secret, you know.
Wow.
And I wanted to learn how to do that. So I went to the same school he went to, which is John Christopher's School of Natural Healing in Springville, Utah. And he actually became one of my senior professors there. So I learned how to, you know, use the herbs. And now I'm trying to encourage people to look into herbs and empower themselves.
Well, do you also now teach herbalist information to other people too, or you just develop your products and offer them to people?
Well, we do the newsletters. The newsletters have a lot of information in them, and they're absolutely free, but you have to have an email to get them. And my book, The Power Herbs, was kind of a jumpstart book for people, 13 herbs every medicine cabinet should have kind of thing. So it was kind of get your feet wet, learn how to use the herbs, get confident with them. But the problem people have today, the challenge is they're not just using herbs. A lot of times they're mixing with over-the-counter products, synthetic stuff, or prescription meds. And so that becomes more challenging. And this is where the sticky wicket comes in, and people are a little bit shy in using them. But with a little experience and, you know, a little hand-holding, you can learn how to do it.
That's very interesting. I didn't know that about your story. Your son had that problem, and the doctor reversed it in 24 hours, and mm-hmm. mainstream medical couldn't take care of it. That is a very powerful story.
Well, it is. It was a kind of a shocker to me, you know, because you know the pediatrician was saying you're overreacting. I said, hello, third kid. No, I'm not overreacting. High-pitched scream, arches his back every 3 seconds, grabs his head, can't sit up, can't walk, can't swallow, can't do this, can't do that. And I had a bouncing baby boy at 9 a.m. this morning, and at 3 a.m. he's completely incapacitated. So no, I'm not overreacting. And so they just said, well, it's just a coincidence. He has a virus. Take him to the emergency room. So I said, yeah, well, I'm not going to do that. And so that's when I called Dr. West out there in California. He's now passed away, bless his heart, and he referred me to Richard Schultz. And so Richard Schultz just gave me a shopping list to go out and get herbs and what to do with them, and I was just amazed by that.
Wow. Give me information about our time.
Okay, 866-229-3663, Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com.
Folks, do it. This lady is the number one I mean, the real deal. She's for real. Check it out. Give the phone number one more time.
866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, sweetheart. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Folks, back at the break with our real host, the broadcast hostess, Melody Seastrom. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Seederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Seederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Seederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
All righty, folks, we are back, and we are joined now by the host of this broadcast, the one and only Melody Seederstrom. Are you there, Miss Melody?
Drum roll, please.
Yes.
The only place in my life I would have a drum roll. Wow. Thank you.
Oh, my gracious. Well, I'm glad you joined us. I truly am. See, anything particular on your mind today? I mean, we talked about the metals. All of them are down. The markets were all down but one, and that was The Nikkei was up. Everything else is kind of down day. So what's going on your end?
Yeah, you know, everybody was just kind of waiting for Jerome Powell. He's going to the Hill and so forth to see what he has to say and so forth. And, you know, it's summer, and I think we are experiencing the summer doldrums. I've seen some premiums drop in Silver Eagles and so forth. I get a, you know, they're falling just as much, and that's a good thing. Not the price of silver, but the wholesale premiums are being corrected. So that's a good thing. So you can get more silver now for your money. So that just tells me that everybody's kind of in limbo. Not the dance we used to do. Remember the dance, the limbo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that was really good at, but I remember it.
But so everybody's kind of in limbo. But Powell did come out, I guess, And Wall Street extends a sell-off. Powell is hinting at further rate hikes. And his congressional testimony reinforced the central bank's objective to rein in inflation. Well, they can't, you know, it's just a joke. You know, the only way they're going to be able to rein in inflation is just flat out lie about it like they've been doing all these years. Make adjustments so that, I mean, that's one thing. Again, while dollar was, the only reason inflation is down because the strength of the dollar, it makes all of those imports cheaper. And prior to, you know, them fighting inflation, you know, we had a weaker dollar. It made those imports more expensive. You know, more money in the system and so forth weakens your purchasing power. So, I mean, it's a game that they're playing, and they've been very successful at it. But you know what? People lose at games. There's never a 100% winning streak. No matter what game that you're playing, no matter how powerful. And the losers will be the people of the United States, the citizens, investors, that's retirement true. Accounts. So, geez, Luigi. So, you know, and everybody holds on to the breath of Jerome Powell, holds their breath to see what Jerome, it's almost like Greenspan, except Greenspan was there for, you know, how many more years than what Powell is, but it's just like, oh, it's such a silly game. We talk about it all the time, especially on Tuesdays and Thursdays, because that's what people make their investment decisions on, and it's sad, but it is what it is, so we're here to report it and talk about it.
Well, they've been playing a juggling game now with our economy for longer than you and I've been alive. They've been playing this game, and eventually, I don't care how good a juggler you are, you're going to drop some stuff. It's going to happen. They can't
Absolutely.
Keep it up forever. You know, it's going to happen.
Absolutely. So, you know, even the Wall Street Journal said, Powell says interest rates pause, but it's still going to be a temporary, you know. But what does this guy know? They thought inflation was transitory. Yes, and I've got to go back to that. So, but... I don't know.
It's only supposed to last a few months. I mean, that's been, what, over two years now. So, yeah.
Yeah, yep. You know. So it's, you know, we don't know what we're going to see. I mean, there's lots of money out there that can move quickly. They can move very quick and into various programs and so forth. And that's why you can't focus on these day-to-day fluctuations in the gold and silver market and the paper markets. You truly have to look beyond the horizon and look into the future trend of the various situations and problems that we face. And that's not being negative.
That's a fact. I mean, it's just face reality.
Yeah. I mean, what's worst case scenario? If you prepare for worst case scenario, then you can sit back and watch it unfold. And that's the position that you should be in. You shouldn't worry about what's going to be happening tomorrow or the next day. If the markets are going to fall 50%, you shouldn't have to worry about that. If you're protected, sit back and enjoy the ride.
So. Well, you know, before we get into the news I want to cover on the war front, and folks, this information is going to be, it's mind-blowing. Although, I mean, not just in Russia and Ukraine, other places are really starting to heat up. But nonetheless, I think you got this text, too, from Rob West. Now, I want you to explain this to me, Melody, so we understand a little better. Secretary Treasury Janet Yellen was told by Congress to prepare for China to dump $859 billion in U.S. Treasury debt notes overnight. That doesn't say when. But if that happens, what in the world would happen to the economy?
You know, it's a matter of what happens to the rest of the world. You know, when you really look at how, who holds, I mean, the U.S. holds more debt than anybody.
That's true.
But, you know, when you look at your pensions and your retirement accounts and all of your government programs and so forth. So those are the people that are going to be hurt. And that's what we keep going back and saying. It's, you know, people have been talking about this bond bubble for years and years and years. So if China, I mean, let's just say $1 trillion, it's close to $1 trillion that they could dump.
Yes.
But it also hurts them too. So, you know, you almost, so if they would dump, the way I see it, if they would dump that amount of money in the system, it would weaken our dollar. It would fall out of bed, basically, but it would also make their currency stronger, which also would make their exports more expensive. So, you know, but we know it's in a bubble. And we know, yeah, it would drop our currency to no degree, but just doesn't hurt us. It hurts everybody. So again, this world is so connected.
What's that old saying about, oh, what a tangled web we weave?
Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
I mean, look what has happened to the world, not just us, the world economy. Most every country in this world runs on fiat currency. We know that. About all of them do.
But what I'm going to say is, yes, China would be hurt too. However, they're in a better position.
Yes, they are.
Because the thing of it is, the U.S. would have to react. But China, and you know, you can talk about China's debt all day long, that they got it too. The U.K., I just saw the U.K., they had a thing on their debt today where the U.K. net debt passes 100% of GDP for the first time since 1961. So,
wow.
You know, folks, this just isn't about the U.S. It just isn't about China. It just isn't about Russia. It just isn't about the U.K. It's just not about the European Union. It's just not about the BRICS. It's about everyone. So I don't know what they can do. It hurts everybody if they did that. But who's in the best position to capitalize on everyone's pain?
Yeah, to weather the storm. Yeah, exactly. Good question.
And I think China
question.
Would be able to weather that better than us.
Oh, I have no doubt. No,
I have
no doubt,
doubt
at
either.
All. No doubt at all. But that's just, I mean, if that dumps a trillion dollars.
Almost a trillion bucks.
I mean, that's wow.
So what's Japan going to do then, too?
Japan is worth less than our dollars.
Japan holds just as much of debt as China. Japan always held a little bit more, but, you know, and China's been dumping some along the way. So, you know, not in any big droves. So, yeah, we would wake up to a whole different world, and that would be an act of war. So where do we go from there?
I think in the direction we're heading already, to war,
exactly.
I'm afraid. I mean, that's just the way it is. But, you know, I got some articles here about this, what's heating up around the world. And this, it really, and the last one I'm going to share with you is one that really should concern all of us. But this first one, U.S. anti-missile system in South Korea. A source of Chinese anger cleared for full deployment. Now, we know that that we have Blinken over there to talk to China, try to build relationships. So I'm going to share this article one more. That was shot right out of the water within a couple of days. A U.S. missile defense system in South Korea that engaged China got a clear path for full deployment. I'm sorry, enraged China. For full deployment as tensions flare between the two countries. A battery for the American anti-missile system called THAAD, short for Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, was installed more than 6 years ago in the heart of South Korea on the site of a former golf course. The deployment came during a rise in North Korean weapons provocations. China, North Korea, and Russia loudly opposed THAAD as a security threat. A complete THAAD rollout was stalled by a South Korean environmental review that was triggered by fears of local residents living near the base. On Thursday, the review determined that the health risk posed no electromagnetic waves from the THAAD battery was insignificant, according to South Korea Defense and Environmental Ministries. The THAAD system is designed to shoot down North Korea's short and medium-range missiles, even as they begin a downward trajectory. The system's radar capabilities also have a wider range than prior missile defense in South Korea, allowing them to reach into China and Russia. Interesting. That's a step in the direction, again, of, well, defense or offense, I suppose, on that. But and this just happened. And they just got through trying to talk to China, Melody, to make him to be in a better mood to work with us. And then they do this. That's kind of a – I don't understand. Are they doing this to provocate China even more, to provoke me more? I mean, what's the idea? Govern, talk, peace and negotiations, then do this. And then Biden calls Yi a dictator. Did you see that?
I did.
It's amazing. I mean, we just got through saying blinking over a day or two ago. Now, Biden with his mouth, I mean, you know, Trump always had his tweet. Biden had his mouth. The president's comments came a day after Secretary of State Anthony Blinken traveled to Beijing in an effort to calm tensions. President Joe Biden called Chinese President Xi Jinping a dictator on Tuesday, sparking an angry reaction from Beijing and a sudden flare-up after talks between the two superpowers aimed at easing geopolitical animosity. Speaking at a campaign fundraiser in California, Biden suggested that Yi was embarrassed because he did not know about the alleged Chinese spy balloon flying over the United States earlier this year, despite his status as China's all-powerful leader. China quickly hit back at the remarks, branding them extremely absurd and irresponsible. The president's description of Yi came one day after a high-level visit by Secretary of State Anthony Blinken to Beijing in an effort to calm tension between the U.S. and China. Blinken told NBC News after the visit that the spy balloon chapter should be closed, and both sides pledged to try and stabilize the relationship. Biden, however, revisited the subject before a room of more than 125 attendees that included California Governor Gavin Newsom, who spoke at the fundraiser. The reason why Xi Jinping got very upset in terms of when I shot that balloon down with two boxcars full of spy equipment is he didn't know it was there, Biden said. That's a great embarrassment for dictators, he added, when they didn't know what happened. The response from Beijing was swift. Mao Ning, a spokesman for Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, said that Biden's comments were extremely absurd and irresponsible, seriously contradicting the basic facts. He accused the president of seriously violating diplomatic protocol and seriously infringing on China's political dignity with an open political provocation. China, he told a daily briefing, was strongly dissatisfied. So I would think whatever, if Blinken did any good at all, it's out the window now. What do you think?
Well, I didn't hear you say anything about the, well, this is from the Sun, so, you know, their news can be a little iffy, but DEFCON 1, Vladimir Putin vows to deploy world's most powerful nuke, Satan 2.
That's my last story. You're getting ahead of me. That's my last story.
Well, I want to jump there now.
Yeah, that's a topper of all of them, because that's a very, very serious statement. More than we can comprehend. No way we can comprehend it. I don't think anybody in the world would really comprehend what happened if that would be turned loose.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's being moved.
Yes, it is being moved. It truly is, and it's a very it's a weapon that no one can match at this time that anybody knows of. So it's a very serious move. But you probably saw this too. Western countries have sent broken weapons to Ukraine. Did you see that? we've been stealing broken weapons. Now this is ridiculous. But the New York Times reported Monday that the U.S. and its Western allies have shipped weapons to Ukraine that were broken and need repair or only useful for spare parts. The report also said that Ukraine has not received weapons from contractors that have been paid for. At the end of 2022, Ukrainian government paid over $800 million for arms contracts that were completely or partly unfulfilled. Sources told the Times that some of the unfulfilled weapons had been delivered or refunds were issued, but said hundreds of millions of dollars were paid for weapons that never materialized. The report said the most valuable undelivered contracts were between the Ukrainian Defense Ministry and the state-owned Ukrainian arms companies. Ukraine has also had issues with contractors in other countries. According to Ukrainian government documents, Kyiv paid $19.8 million to the Ultra Defense Corporation, an American arms dealer based in Tampa, to repair 33 damaged howitzers provided by the Italian government. The documents said that 13 of the howitzers were shipped to Ukraine that arrived not suitable for combat missions, although the CEO of Ultra Defense Corporation claimed these howitzers worked when they were delivered and blamed the Ukraine for not maintaining them. Kyiv complained about the issue to the Pentagon's Inspector General, who is investigating the matter. So, okay, is that all true? I don't know. After the break, we're going to talk about some more things going down this way. We're going to find that they found another $6 billion they can give Ukraine because they had an error in counting. Then we'll get into Melody's story, too, that this so-called missile, folks. You don't want to miss this because this is a powerful and scary bit of information. I mean, unbelievably scary. This is the maximum weapon that's known today to exist. Go ahead, Melody.
Oh, you want me to go ahead and talk about that one, about the...
Well, anyway, you will go. That's going to be next on the list after one more. But that weapon that they're talking about deploying is absolutely the maximum that we know of nuclear weapon in the world.
Well, if you're not ready for it, then go ahead.
Not quite, but I thought maybe we'll share something else real quickly before we go to break. I just asked him.
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're going to break a second anyway, so here we go. Back at the break, folks. Don't go away.
I didn't see the time. I was busy listening to you. I was so captivated. Yes. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening. Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back again. This is Pastor Rich Paul, and this is Financial Survival. And, of course, Melody's with me today also. And while the prices are down, the premiums are down, now's a good time to, if you can do it, stock up on what you can as quick as you can. Because they're going to reverse, folks. I don't know when, I don't know how much, but they're going to reverse. 800-375-4188. Just call and ask them questions. Melody, you want to say anything before we move on?
No, sir. Okay. We get too much good information to...
Okay. Pentagon says, here we go again, just happened a couple months ago, too. I mean, something the same thing. Pentagon says it made a $6 billion accounting error, clearing more aid for Ukraine. So they made a $6 billion... Boy, I tell you what, if I make a $600 accounting error, it kills me. But they can make $6 billion, don't even phase them. But anyway... Due to a massive accounting error, which happened just 4 weeks after a $3 billion accounting error, the value of weapons supplied to Ukraine by the United States was overstated by $6.2 billion over the past 2 years, according to AP. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh said that a detailed review of the accounting error found that replacement costs were recorded for the equipment, not the actual book value of items pulled from Pentagon stocks then sent to Ukraine, adding that final calculations reveal $3.6 billion error in the current fiscal year and $2.6 billion in 2022 fiscal year, which ended last September. As a result, the department now has additional money in its coffers to use to support Ukraine as it pursues this counteroffensive against Russia, and it comes as the fiscal year is wrapping up and congressional funding was beginning to dwindle. It's just going to go back into the pot of money that we have allocated for the future Pentagon stock drawdowns, according to Tsai. The United States has approved four rounds of aid to Ukraine totaling $113 billion, some of which went towards replenishing U.S. equipment used on the front lines. In December, Congress approved the latest round of funding, totaling $45 billion for the Ukraine and NATO allies. But they only made a $6.2 billion mistake, Bill. That's no big deal at the Pentagon, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, how many billions of dollars have they misplaced? That's just another... I can't remember the number of billions of dollars that they have misplaced. I think it's over to the tune of a trillion, isn't it?
Oh yeah, right. You really, and that, yeah. but Melanie, when you get to something so big, and so bulky and so expensive, that they can lose a few billion or trillion dollars and not even
miss it.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Yeah, well, they've already misplaced I mean, how can you misplace a trillion? They get almost a trillion dollars a year.
So I just step back and I look at this and think this doesn't even sound real. This is a fairy tale they're making up for another way to send more billions of dollars. And I'm surprised they made an excuse up. I mean, nobody will know it anyway if they send it or not. You know, why make an excuse? I don't know.
Well, they said they misplaced or they made an accounting error of $6 billion. That means it was probably really $12 billion.
at least. Yeah. An only move in the war, Russia thwarts another drone attack on Moscow. Zelensky admits slow counteroffensive. Russia announced Wednesday that three drones were sent to the capital of Moscow from Ukraine but were successfully downed by anti-air missiles or measures. The three drones, which traveled a lengthy distance deep into the country, still somewhat of a rarity amid recent growing cross-border action, were brought down by electronic warfare with no casualties recorded. In a Telegraph post, Russian Ministry of Defense blasted the Kyiv regime for an unsuccessful attempt at a terrorist attack. I'll just say this. If you're at war and you're attacked by the enemy, would that classify the terrorist attack? Just a question. Two of the drones had approached what Moscow region Governor Andrei Vorov described as a local military warehouse and storage area. In May, a major drone attack on the capital damaged residential buildings, sparking fury in the Kremlin. The Kremlin itself had previously come under a direct drone attack early that month in what Russia officials dubbed an assassination attempt on Putin. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, there are signs that counteroffensive may already be stalling. Zelensky has recently confirmed his force has undertaken counteroffensive and defensive actions across the country. But in the middle of this week, he admitted slower than desired progress, according to the BBC. Yeah, the so-called counteroffensive thing has stalled out. I believe it truly has. Now, the article that Melody mentioned just a few minutes ago. Now, folks, this is, I don't know what the next move could be that could make this even more dire than what this move is right here. I don't know what the next move could be, except pushing a button. Vladimir Putin vows to deploy the world's most powerful nuke, Satan II, to battle service and chilling new threat to West. Now, that's just like bringing up the biggest gun you got and say it's loaded and it's ready to go. That's about as high as a threat you can get. The Russian leader said that the new generation of the Sarmat intercontinental ballistic missiles, thought to be the world's most powerful, would soon be deployed for combat duty. The Satan II weapon was designed to carry out nuclear strikes in countries thousands of miles away. In a speech to newly graduated soldiers, Putin warned, in the near future, the first launchers of the Sarmat complex with a new heavy missile will go on combat duty. I repeat that. In the near future, the first launchers of the Sarmat complex with a new heavy missile will go on combat duty. He also stressed the importance of Russia's triad, of nuclear forces that can be launched from land, sea, or air. The most important task here is the development of the nuclear triad, which is a key guarantee of Russian military security and global stability, he said. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu also warned the military graduates that the collective West was waging a real war against Russia. And I have no qualms with that statement at all myself. We are waging war against Ukraine. We are. The UK is. With the collective West, like you said, is waging war against Russia. The new 208-ton hypersonic Satan II rocket measures 116 feet in length, can be loaded with 15 light nuclear warheads at once. The weapon was designed to carry out nuclear strikes in countries thousands of miles away in the U.S. and Europe. It has potential to obliterate the United Kingdom some 1,600 miles away in just 6 minutes. Let me repeat that. Has the potential to obliterate the United Kingdom some 1,600 miles away in just 6 minutes. And with an operational range of up to 11,180 miles, the deadly missile is reported to have no equivalent in the West in terms of terror it could unleash. In terms of terror it could unleash. Melanie, that's absolutely frightening.
You know, this article has a breakdown of, you know, what happens when it's launched. And it has little pictures of, you know, the nuclear-powered cruise missile launches. And then the second step is the warhead capsule detaches from the missile's large fuel tank. The warhead cover is then ejected, and that's the number three step. But what's interesting is the number four step, it maneuvers into position. But there's like multiple nuclear warheads that separate when it goes into position. The picture that I'm looking at, it shows five. And then Those warheads are dropped over the target area. So this thing weighs 208 tons. It's 114 feet. 15 warheads.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
And the speed is over 15,000 miles, almost 16,000 miles per hour.
It can wipe out the UK in less than 6 minutes.
Yeah.
That is, I don't know how else you can read that other than he's serious. I mean, how else can you read that? I mean, what else can you say that would lighten his statements on that? I mean, how can you just shrug it off and say, well, he's just talking? I mean, that is a very serious statement. Do you agree with that?
Biden said that Putin's serious.
Yeah. I think maybe somebody should pay attention. Maybe somebody should be us, U.S. I mean, you can only push a country so long. And Russia, I don't think Putin is the one that bluffs and says he's going to do something he's not going to do. I don't believe that. I think he's going to do what he says he's going to do. Any comments on that story, Melody?
No, I think we pretty much.
That is absolutely frightened,
frightened me.
Well, I hope people pay attention. I really do. Not because I'm wanting to make people scared to death and afraid to walk outside, but we got to prepare for what's coming. And eventually, this is going to happen. I'm not setting dates, Melody, but eventually, it's going to happen because it's prophesied to happen. I'm doing teaching on July 1st, is on Saturday, at Bible study entitled America's Destiny. I'm going to take scripture and prove in Ezekiel 38, Revelation 18, other places, America's destiny is not good. And I'm sorry about that, but I didn't write the book. I don't make the rules here. Anyway, we'll move on to something maybe a little more, well, I won't say mundane, it's serious, but not quite as dire as being nuked right now. Protesters vandalized banks in Lebanon. Listen to this. Demand return of their deposits. That's called a bail-in. Protests in Lebanon have vandalized a number of banks over unpopular policies amid the ongoing financial crisis in the country. Since the financial crisis began in 2019, the banks have imposed informal capital controls. In other words, they're keeping that people's money, restricting depositors from accessing their funds. Moreover, Lebanon's currency has collapsed and inflation has spiraled. Protesters shouted slogans demanding the release of depositors' trapped savings. So when they said they're doing informal capital controls, that means you're stealing your money. There you go, folks. It can't happen here, though. Not in America. Surely not. Can it, Melody?
Oh, of course not.
It can't happen here. No, it can't happen here.
That's a conspiracy theory.
I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, I just want to say, but Dallas residents must soon report some offenses online to free up officers for more serious crimes. Okay, you got somebody that stole something, just put it online, we'll come see you eventually. The Dallas Police Department will soon mandate the residents report a slew of low-priority calls online based, or instead of us calling 911 in hopes of freeing more officers for serious crimes. The requirement, effective July 3rd, comes as police response times continue to climb, challenging the department as staffing shortages worsen and calls for service increase. Mandatory online reporting aims to reduce the time it takes police to reach high-priority calls, as well as lessen officers' workload, Chief Eddie Garcia said Tuesday. We have to think about our men and women and the stress that they are under and the constant calls, Garcia said during a news conference. We have to make the working conditions of our men and women better and, at the same time, not sacrifice the service for our community. And I think this achieves that. Officers won't physically respond to an address to take report of certain calls, including minor accidents with no injuries, with the vehicles are operable, motor vehicle burglaries, credit or debit card abuse, harassing calls or texts unrelated to family violence, identity theft, reckless damage, graffiti, burglary of a coin machine, lost property, theft, and shoplifting under $2,500. So if somebody steals something that's under $2,500, don't bother calling. Text them. Email them. Tell them, hey, we need help, and you get a chance to come and see us. I mean, this, all our nation building is falling apart. California supermarket installs metal exit gates to stop frequent shoplifters from raiding groceries amid spiraling opioid fuel crime that's caused stores and people to flee the region. This is America today. God help us. A California supermarket desperate to slow down the constant shoplifting that's plagued parts of the state has installed giant metal barriers at exits to stop the thefts. A Safeway VALEJO, I forget how to pronounce that, recently added metal emergency exit gates in front of one of the entrances that warning alarms will sound if thieves try to leave the building. CBS reporter Betty Yu said the store closed a second entrance and other locations are following suit to deter thieves from stealing. Some Safeway locations installed exit bars months ago, as one shopper took to Twitter to show one of the stores going to the extreme, blocking off closed checkout lanes with large metal gates, as well as lining pathways leading out of the store with obstructions as well. Bars everywhere, multiple security guards. You have to scan your receipt for the gate to open in order to exit. If you don't buy anything, the employee has to open the gate to let you out, a Twitter user remarked. Many cities in California have dealt with high crime rates and homelessness as liberal policies have done little to stem the problems. That has caused people to move out of the state and hurt the economic activities in some downtowns, including San Francisco. San Francisco has greatly been impacted by major businesses packing their bags after the streets have been overtaken by the homeless and drug addled, which has fueled a rise in crime. Tourism is down by 16% from pre-pandemic levels, and workers have abandoned their offices to work from home, and stores are emptying out. Folks, this is America. They got to put up steel bars and gates to keep somebody from shoplifting. And in Dallas, Texas, let's say steal more than $2,500, don't bother calling them. Send them an email. This is America today. Millie, that's a sad statement, is it not?
And the sadder statement is we're just accepting it and letting it. Your local governments and so forth, they don't have a clue. They're just seeing how much money they can bring in and so forth. They don't care about the people anymore. They're all covering their you-know-what. So, and we're out of time. We will be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe. Good night. And God bless.
There never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.